Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Pesachim Daf Ayin Tes. We are starting at the bottom of Ayin Chasam Beis with Halach Vav and Vilna Shur Daf. It's right at the top of Samach Vav Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Maris Merim Sar Bas Biyakim Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah tells us Amar Bishir Bishua says Shemati Shetmuras Pesach Kreva Utmuras Pesach Ain a Kreva Ain Lefarish. I heard that the Tmuva Karm Pesach will be brought, and then I also heard that Tmuva Karm Pesach is not going to be brought, and I don't have the explanation. I don't know when it will be and when it won't be. So Amar Bishir Kiva says Ani Afarish. I'm going to explain it to you. This is what Yerubei meant when they said this. First of all, we're starting out with a base that we had of our original Karm Pesach, and then it was lost. So they designated a new one in its place. We're going to call that the replacement Karm Pesach. And then at some point in time, the original was found. So Pesach Shinim took Kadim Shchitz Pesach. If the original one was found before the replacement was shechted, Yirad Shestayv, so that original one has to be left to graze until it gets a mom, v'imachir, then it's sold, v'yavi b'dam of shlamim, and then its value is used to purchase an animal, and that's brought as a carbon shlamim. V'chein Timurasai, also it's Timura, meaning if that original Karm Pesach had Temura done to it, meaning the owner transferred its Kedusha onto another animal, he's not allowed to do that, al piyat Torah, but if he does, it works, and not only does the new animal become Kaddish, but the original one remains Kaddish, so it's going to be the same thing, it's going to be left to graze till it gets a mum, it's sold, and that money is used for Karban Shlamim. However, la'achar shchitas ha-Pesach, if the original one was found after the replacement was already brought as a Karban Pesach, so then Kariv Shlamim, that Karban itself, the original one, is going to be brought as a Shlamim, v'chein Temurasai also it's Temura. Now this has to do with a din called dichoy. When a carbon is pushed away, it's nidche from the mizbeach, it itself is not brought as a carbon, and has to be left to graze to get a mum, it's sold, and then that money is used as a carbon. So in the first case, when the original was found before the replacement was brought, and then the replacement was brought, so the original one officially was technically able to be brought as a Pesach, but then it was nidche, it was pushed away, because the replacement was used instead, therefore that original one has to be sent to graze to get a mum, so on and so forth. But when the original one was found only after the replacement was brought, so it was never nidche, it was never pushed away from the mizbeach, because by the time it was found, the replacement was already brought, so it's not considered nidche, and that's why it itself is able to be used as a shlamim. I think more Ayin Tes Amud Aleph on top tells us, Rabbi Yudan asked the following question, Afet Tmuras Asham Kain, do we say the same thing with the Tmura of Asham? Namely, we have a carbon Asham that was lost, a replacement was designated, and then we found the original one, so Tmuras Asham Kreva, Tmuras Asham Ain a Kreva. Do we say that sometimes it's brought and sometimes it's not, or no? Let's see. So Amar Rabbi Yosef tells us, Pesach Shekriva B'Shacharis, if a carbon Pesach was brought in the morning of the 14th, ain't a Pesach, it's not considered valid carbon Pesach, whereas Oila Shekriva B'Shacharis, if a carbon Oila, or Asham for that matter, was brought in the morning, Oila he, that is considered valid carbon Oila, or Asham. Now what does that have to do with us? So this has to do with the din of Nidche. As we just said, if an animal was technically able to be brought as a carbon, but something else was brought in its stead as a replacement, that original one is considered Nidche, and it can't be brought. But if the animal can never have been brought, so we could say it's not Nidche. So when it comes to carbon Pesach, in the morning of the 14th, it's not able to be brought yet. We only bring the Karm Pesach after Chatzos of the 14th. So therefore, sometimes we could say that the original Karm Pesach would be a Nidche, sometimes it wouldn't be a Nidche. But a Karban Oila or Asham, the moment it's designated, it's able to be brought as a Karban, even in the morning. That's why we're saying this. Oila Shekriva B'Shachris is a valid Karban. Therefore, the moment this Oila or Asham is lost and we have a replacement, the original one is automatically considered Nidche, and therefore, we're never going to bring it itself as a Karban, or is it going to have to let it graze to get a mum to use its value for a Karban. So now, continuing to talk about this, the Gemara asks, let's say a person did a Temura, he exchanged his Karm Pesach for a different animal on the 13th, which is the day before the 14th, and obviously Karm Pesach is not brought on the 13th. What's it in? So Rabzaira says, Temurasa Kreva Shlamim, that Temura is brought as a Shlamim, meaning the animal itself is brought, whereas Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchakamar, he says, Ain Temurasa Kreva Shlamim, that animal itself is not brought as a Shlamim, and that's because since the original animal, even though on the 13th, as we said, is not able to be brought as a Karm Pesach, since it eventually will become a Karm Pesach on the 14th, therefore that Temura is considered Nidche, and it itself is not able to be brought as a Shlamim, we're going to let it graze, and then everything happens to it afterwards. Now we have a raya for this. The proof for Shmuel Yitzchak is from the following. Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah had explained what that means, Temuras Pesach Kreva, Temuras Pesach Ain a Kreva, and he had said, Achar Pesach Yavi Shlamim. If the original Karm Pesach was found after the replacement Karm Pesach was brought, so then that original Karm Pesach itself is used as a Shlamim, V'chein Temurasai, also it's Temura. Now in Tamar, Hamer Bai B'Shloisha Asar, Utemurasai Kreva Shlamim, if you want to say like Reb Zaira, the first opinion, that if someone made a Temura of his Karm Pesach on the 13th, that Temura itself is brought as a Shlamim, it's in V'yisvine. That's what Rabbi Kiva should have said in the Mishnah, when he was explaining when to bring the original Karm Pesach itself as a Shlamim, or when it has to be sent out to graze, he should have just made this differentiation, namely if a person made a Temura on the 14th, at the same time the Karm Pesach could be brought, so then the Temura is not brought as a Shlamim, but if he did it on the 13th, then it could be brought as a Shlamim. And the reason why technically it would have been better to say that is because Loi Motiv Loma Temuras Pesach and Pesach, Voloi Loma Temuras Shlamim Pesach, wouldn't it be better to learn a tumura of a Karm Pesach from a Pesach than a tumura of a Karm Pesach from a Shlamim. But since Rabbi Kiva did not make that differentiation, it must be that Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak is correct, and the tumura of a Karm Pesach made on the 13th is not brought as a Shlamim and it's left to graze. And we continue discussing. Rabbi Hillel says b'shem Shmuel, Mesu Ba'al B'Shlash Asar. Let's say the owners of the Karm Pesach died on the 13th, the day before bringing it. What happens? Gufa Karm Shlamim, that Karm Pesach itself is brought as a Shlamim. The Gemara asks, why didn't he say that the owners died on the 14th? Why is he saying they died on the 13th? And that's because Kol Shenir the Karm Pesach in Gufa Karm Shlamim. Anything that it itself was technically able to be brought as a Karm Pesach, so it can't be used as a Shlamim. And therefore, if the owners of this Pesach would have died on the 14th, it's right to be brought as a Karm Pesach. Then when the owners die, it's Nidche, so that animal can't be brought as a Shlamim. It would have to be left to graze and use the money as a Shlamim. So therefore, he had to say that if they died on the 13th, which at that point in time, the animal wasn't yet able to be brought as a Karm Pesach, because again, as we know, Pesach is not brought on the 13th, it's then he's able to say that that animal itself is brought as a Shlamim. Now we get into a long discussion. We know of a din called Chamesh Chatois HaMesais. There's five different types of carbon chatos that something happened to them and they just have to be left to die. They're not sent out to graze to get a mum and then sold and that money's taken for replacement carbon. They're just locked up in a pen without food or water and they're left to die. They're called Chatois HaMesais. Now Shmuel teaches that anytime we have a situation of a Chatois HaMesais, if we copy paste that exact situation to carbon Pesach, so it's going to be brought as a Shlamim instead of being brought as a Pesach, or instead of being sent out to graze and getting a mum and selling it and so on and so forth, that animal itself is brought as a Shlamim. Then we list the five Chatois HaMesais, and then we're going to explain how we could have those cases by a carbon Pesach. Tomatani over there, we learned in a Mishnah, this is Maseches Tmura, Vlad Chatos, the child of a Chatos, which means if a carbon Chatos gives birth to a baby animal, a Tmura's Chatos, or the Tmura, the exchange of a Chatos, V'chatos Shmesu Ba'aleh, or a carbon Chatos that its owners died, V'she'ibra Shnasa, or if its year passed, we know that a carbon Chatos has to be within its first year of life, but let's say it was designated and it became too old, or V'she'avda, if it was lost, V'nimtzes Ba'al's Mom, and then by the time it was found, it had a Mom. All these situations are called Chatois HaMesois, and again, if we copy paste this to a carbon Pesach, that animal itself is going to be brought as a Shlamim. So we have to explain. First of all, Vlad Chatos. What does it mean that a Chatos has a baby? Because even though Chatos of a Yachid, an individual Chatos, could be a female animal, which means it could have a baby, a carbon Pesach has to be a male. It has to be a Zachar, and it can't have a baby. So does that mean that we're able to copy paste a case from a Vlad Chatos to a Vlad Karm Pesach? And so here we have the case by Chatos. This Spalgon, there's Machloike, Sibur Shefresh Nekeva. We have a Tzibur, the congregation, Bnei Yisrael. They have to bring a Chatos, and that has to be a Zachar, like the Karm Pesach. It has to be a Zachar, not a Nekeva. But they were Mafresh in a Keva. They designated a female animal, and it had a baby. Ein Tazon Beis on the top, a similar case, Vechein Nasi, Shefresh Seira, a Nasi, which is referring to the king. He had to bring a Chatos, and his also has to be a male. It has to be a Sawyer, but he designated a Seira, a female goat, and it had a baby. What's the din in both of these cases? Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu says, Loi Kadsha. It's not Kadosh. The mother, the carbon Chatos itself, didn't become Kadosh because of the wrong gender, Uvla de Karev, and therefore this child that was born could have brought as a carbon because the mother's not Kadosh, so the baby could be Kadosh. Whereas Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael says, Kadsha Uvla de Meis. The mother animal, the original Chatos, is Kadesh, and therefore the child has to be left to die because that's called Chatois HaMesais. So we find that according to Shiz Rabbi Yisrael, the copy paste would be if a person designated his carbon Pesach as a female and it has a baby, so that baby is brought as a Shlamim. Now we just continue discussing this. Chad Rabbi Yisrael Minador, Rabbi Yisrael derives from the following. We have a brass that says, Einat Yachol Loimer Vlad Chatos Betzibur. You can't say there's such a case of a Vlad Chatos with a carbon Tzibur, She'einat Tzibur Mevi'in Nekeva, because as we just said, a Tzibur doesn't bring a Nekeva. They have to bring a Zachar, and a Zachar can't have a baby. Now what's the Diyuk from here? Loi Amar Ela Einat Yachol. The brass just says, you can't talk about it. You're not able to have a situation, because again, it has to be a Zachar, not a Nekeva. However, what's the Diyuk? Ha'i Mikdisha. If the Tzibur did end up designating a female animal for the Chatos, even though again, they're not allowed to, but let's say they did, Kadsha, that's mashma that it is Kadosh, and that's exactly what Rabbi Yossi holds. So that's right from the Braisa. However, Rabbi Yossi Rabboni tells us that no, Yosem Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah really said good, that if the Tzibur designated a Nekeva as their Chatos, it's not Kadosh whatsoever, because V'lar Rabbi Shimon he, isn't that Shitas Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon Amr, Rabbi Shimon says, Nekeva l'Oila loy Kadsha el Hektish Damim, that if a person designated a Nekeva as an Oila, it only gets Hektish Damim, which means its value becomes Kadosh, but it itself is not Kadosh, it doesn't have Kedushas Haguf, and it's the same thing with a Chatos. So actually, this Braisa is not a raya for Rabbi Yossi. Now going on to the next case of Chatois HaMesois, Utmuras Chatos, the Espalgon, we have Machloikes, Hemir Bai B'Shloish Asar, let's say a person did a Tumura of his Karban Pesach on the 13th, Reb Zayir Amar, he says, Tumura Sekreva Shlamim, that Tumura itself is brought as a Karban Shlamim, or as of Shulmar Yitzchak Amar, he says, Ein Tumura Sekreva Shlamim, the Tumura is not brought as a Shlamim, and therefore the copy-paste of Tumuras Chatos, which is left to die, would be going according to Reb Zayir, the Tumura's Pesach on the 13th is brought as a Shlamim. On to the third case, V'Chatos Shmesu Ba'aleh Yemusu, a Chatos that its owner died, so it has to be left to die. This is Kaidmar Rabbi Hila B'Shem Shmuel, or Rabbi Hila said B'Shem Shmuel, Mesu Ba'al B'Shloish Asar, if the owners of the Karm Pesach died on the the 13th, Gufay Kariv Shlamim, it itself is brought as a Shlamim. Why didn't Rav Hila say the 14th? The answer is Kol HaMoedai. Everyone would agree that Kol Shenir LeKarev Pesach and Gufay Kariv Shlamim, anything that was technically fit to be brought as a Karim Pesach, it itself can't be brought as a Shlamim, and therefore, if the owners died on the 14th, this Karim Pesach was fit to be brought as such, and now that its owners died, it can't be brought as a Shlamim. We have to let it go out to grace to get a mom, so on and so forth. Therefore, the only case that we could copy-paste from a Karban Chatas to Pesach, where the Chatas would die and the Pesach would be brought as a Shlamim, would be if the owners died on the 13th. That's a situation that the Pesach itself wasn't able to be brought yet as the Karban Pesach, because again, it's the 13th, it's not the 14th, so then it's going to be brought as a Shlamim instead. Going on to the fourth case, B'she'ibra Shnasa, if it passed its year, Kadam Rav Chizza, just like Rav Chizza said, B'she'ibra Shnasa bein Rishon L'Sheni, that's if it became too old, it became more than a year old in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and if it was brought even L'Shma as a Karban Pesach, it automatically becomes a Shlamim. That's what it means, She'ibr Shnasa, the Pesach becomes a Shlamim, and Rav Hila says B'Shem Yechanan differently, B'She'ibr Zman Kaparasai, that's when his time of Kapara had passed, which is referring to the case where the original Karban Pesach was lost, a replacement was brought instead, and the original was found after the new one was brought. That's what it means, that's Ibr Shnasai, Zman Kapara had passed, and that animal itself is going to be brought as a Shlamim. Now we're going to have a little bit of a Girsa switch where we're not changing any words, we're just switching some lines around. So skip two lines and go to the third to last line, the beginning, where it says Ubalas Mom. That's the fifth case of Chatayis HaMeisos, Ubalas Mom. What's this fifth case of Chatayis HaMeisos? So when we had quoted Mishnah, it had told us that the original Chatas was lost, and then by the time it was found, it was Ubalas Mom, so it's left to die. Now Rabbi Zayir Bar Kumi Rabbi Yasser, Rabbi Zayir says in front of Yasa, Lemistabra, Hahin Bal Mom, Detanin Hacha, this Bal Mom that is set over here, Ba'avidhu, that's referring to where it was lost, which is as we had explained it, it was lost, and then when it was found, it turned out to be a Bal Mom. So Amr Rabbi Yasser told Rabbi Zayir, Ofanasavar Kain, I also hold that. Now we go back up to these two lines that we skipped. So go to the sixth to last line, the beginning of the line. Rabbi Yasa continues telling Rabbi Zayir, Vishavda, Venim says, Bari, Maisar. But if it was lost and it was found Bari, it was whole, it was perfectly fine, it didn't have a mom, so then it's Maisar, it's not Mutter, but it's Maisar, which loosely translated means it's extra. In other words, it's not left to die, but it's going to be sent out to graze, gets a mom, then we sell it and uses money for a Shlamim. Now the Gemara concludes with a Shita that argues with Shmuel. Remember, Shmuel had said that our five Chatois HaMeisos, we could copy paste their case to one by Karban Pesach, and that Pesach is going to be brought as a Shlamim. However, Rabbi Yosef says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, Ein lecha Pesach gufa karib Shlamim. You don't have any cases of a Karban Pesach that it itself is brought as a Shlamim, El Sha'avad v'nimtza me'achar shekibur b'baylim, except for the case where it itself was lost, and then this one, this original one, was found after the replacement was already brought, so then that original Pesach itself is going to be brought as a Shlamim, because as we said, it's not Nidcha from Mizbeach. But besides for that, we don't have any other cases of Karban Pesach, according to Rabbi Yechanan at least, where it itself is going to be brought as a Shlamim. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.